Brothers and sisters,
非常感谢主带领我们进入这第二个晚上。
Thank God that we're in our second night of the mission conference.
昨天晚上呢，我们是在讲到要效法耶稣基督去做宣教。
Last night we talked about to be like Jesus in doing missions.
我们整个大会的那个，或者说这个差遣年会的那个主题呢，就是要做比这更大的事。
The thing of the conference is to do even greater things.
也这一句话呢，是耶稣基督他自己讲的。
This is what Jesus himself said.
所以换句话说呢，我们应该要做一个比耶稣基督当时做的更大的事情。
In other words, we need to do greater, even greater things than Jesus did.
但是问题就是，我们如果要做比耶稣基督当时做更大的事呢
？But if we are to do that,
那我们就要了解到当时耶稣做了什么。
Then we have to know what Jesus did.
耶稣基督怎么样去做的？
How did Jesus do it? So unfortunately, if you weren't here last night, I couldn't repeat my sermon. So tonight I'm going to continue what I was talking about last night. Last night we talked about how we should be like Jesus. And today, tonight we're going to talk about what Jesus wanted to do. We ask God to bless our time and to talk to us.
Let
us pray.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为每一次我们有这样的一个福气来敬拜你。
Because every time we come to before you is a blessing from you.
也能够听到主你的话。
We hear your words.
我们求主今天晚上。
We ask that tonight.
也站在我们中间。
That you be with us.
来向我们说话。
Talk to us.
我们求耶稣基督的宝血。
We ask the blood of Jesus.
洁净遮盖我们。
Cleanse and cover us.
让我们得以靠近主。
So that we can get close to you.
我们奉主耶稣基督名叫魔鬼撒旦远远地离开我们。
In the name of Jesus, we trace away the Satan.
主啊，求你自己保守的时间。
God, please bless, keep this time.
我们将祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
那我知道，贵会呢已经参与普世的宣教多年。
I know that your church has been involved in global evangelism for many years.
那我相信每一次差遣年会呢，牧师呢一定会讲到一节的经文。
I'm sure every mission conference that the pastor must mention one Bible verse.
那就是圣经里面所谓的大使命。
Which is the Great Commission.
那所以你们听了这么多年呢，应该对这个耶稣基督的大使命应该背得滚瓜烂熟了。
So after so many years, you must have memorized it.
所以呢，如果大家听过都这么多次，我相信呢，现在不用看圣经，大概大家都应该会背，是吧
？So I trust you don't have to refer to your Bible and should be able to memorize it.
好，我们试试看哈啊，我们一起来背。这个经文
That is,
长老们不要背啊。
Elders, you don't have to recite.
好，所以其他人试试看。好，我们一起让，我从那个所以那句话开始，好不好？来，一二三。
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所教训你们的，都要教训遵守。我就常与你们同在。
知道世界的梦。好，是蛮正常的，前面背到很好，后面背不出来。所以一般上教会就是这样，从来没有把后面那部分当作主的使命啊，只把前面的当作主的使命啊。
It's very normal that we can memorize the first part very well, but not the later part.
不过今晚上我就没有时间讲完整个的大使命。
But tonight I don't have the time to talk about the entire Great Commission.
但是这个大使命是很重要。
But this Great Commission is very
important. 我想这个是今天我们教会要做宣教呢，是因为我们根基了。昨天我所讲的就是耶稣基督在离开这个世界升天之前所留下的这一番话。
Our mission today is exactly based on this great commission that Jesus gave to us right before his ascension.
正如我所说的就是说我们如果要做这个使命的话或者这个大使命呢我们教会我们的基督徒才真正的了解到上帝的心意。
We must be doing this great commission in order to really understand God's will and his heart.
所以呢，这个大使命究竟提醒我们什么样的事情
？So exactly what does the Great Commission remind us？
你知道为什么这个使命叫做大使命呢
？Do you know why this commission is called the Great Commission？
这个所谓的大使命，因为这个使命真的很大。
It's because it really is very great。
你要为什么这个使命很大呢
？Why is it？
因为我们是根据了一个伟大的上帝所发出来的一个使命。
Because this commission was given to us by the great God.
那我们的神是很大的神，所以他给我们的使命也是很大。
Our God is great, therefore the commission he gave us is great also.
但是我们的上帝怎么伟大呢？
How great is our God?
圣经告诉我们呢，他伟大到呢，他的心能够爱全世界上所有的人。
The Bible says that he is so great that he can love every single person in the world.
啊，圣经告诉我们，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that all who believe in him shall not perish.
因为他，我们相信这样伟大的上帝，所以这个伟大的上帝呢，就要求你跟我呢，就要有胸怀普世的一种心。
Because we believe in this great God, therefore the God asks us to also have this global mind.
我从前没有信耶稣基督之前呢，我是很反对基督教的。
Before I believed in Christ, I was very against Christianity.
我家里第一个信耶稣的是我的姐姐。
The first person to believe in Christ
was my sister. 所以我姐姐开始跟我传福音的时候
，When she began to tell me about the gospel,
我告诉我的姐姐，我说我如果要神的话，我要我们中国人的神。
I told her if I wanted a God, I want a Chinese God.
啊，我说我如果要宗教信仰呢，我要我们亚洲人的宗教信仰，
I said,
不会要西方人的宗教信仰。
I said if I wanted a religion, I want an Asian religion, not a Western religion.
Yeah, 当然在过去我们长大的那个环境里面都把基督教当作洋教。
Of course, that's how we all felt back when we were growing up.
所以呢，当时我以为我这个思想这个观念是很伟大的。
So I thought that was a very noble,
Yeah, 所以我们是中国人嘛，我们应该相信我们中国人的神。
We are Chinese, so we should believe in Chinese God.
啊，但是呢，我信了耶稣基督之后呢，
But after I accept Jesus,
我就发现到这个思想呢是不应该有的。
I realize that's not how it works.
你想看，如果世界上真的有某一些神只爱我们中国人
，Think about it. If there is a God who only loves Chinese,
或者某一些神只爱白人
，or a God who only loves Caucasians,
或者是某一些神只爱印度人
，or a God who only loves Indians,
或者某一些神只爱非洲人
，or a God who only loves Africans,
如果世界上真的有这样的神的话
，if such God really exists,
我们都不应该相信这样的神
，we shouldn't believe in him.
因为这样的神也是很种族主义的神，对不对
？Because this guy is very racist.
但是圣经里面告诉我们，因为这位神是爱世界上所有的人的神。
But the Bible tells us that because this God loves everyone in the world.
因为上帝创造了天地万物，创造了所有的人。
Because God created the heaven and earth and everyone.
所以他要求所有相信他的人呢，都要好像他这样，能够爱全世界所有的人。
Therefore, he asked that everyone who believes in him to love everyone in the world just like him.
所以这位上帝给我们的使命呢，就是要把福音传给所有的人，不是单单中国人。
Therefore, the Great Commission is exactly to spread the gospel to everyone, not just Chinese.
所以我盼望我们华人教会能够了解到神的心。
So I hope that our Chinese churches we can start understand the will of God.
但是问题又是，当我们来到北美洲，可能在这个很舒适的环境里面，我们很快就忘记我们的神是怎么样，然后神要我们爱整个世界，我们都很容易忘记。
When we come to North America, when we start to live a comfortable life, we very quickly begin to forget that God wants us to love the world.
很多时候我们基督徒不是不知道这位神是爱世人的。
Very often we know that God loves the world.
那我们很多时候也没有忘记主耶稣给我们的使命是要传到全世界。
And very often we did not forget that God wants us to spread the gospel to the whole world.
问题就是我们的全世界实在太狭窄了。
But our world is so small.
全世界是包括哪里呢？
What does it include?
全世界是不是这一个这个美国这个地方
？Is it just America?
不是
，No.
美国只不过是全世界里面一个小小的部分。
America is but one small country in the world.
全世界呢是包括了北美洲、南美洲、欧洲、非洲、亚洲、澳洲这些的地方。
The world includes North and South America, Africa, Australia, Asia.
上帝给我们的使命是整个世界。
The commission from God is whole world.
但是我们常常忘记我们世界是很大。
But often we forget that our world is so big.
所以呢，我们就不会有这样的一个意向、一个负担，对着全世界。
So we don't have a vision toward the whole world.
所以我很有一次我听唐崇荣牧师呢讲过他的一个经历。
Once I heard an experience from Reverend Tang Chong Ren.
我不知道大家有没有听过他这么说。
I don't know if you have heard of him.
他讲说有一次呢，他到一个地方讲道。
He said that once he was given a sermon somewhere.
他一下飞机的时候。
When he got off the airplane.
那有一个年轻的传道人来载他。
A young pastor went to pick him up.
所以他又上他的那个车的时候呢，他一下看就认出这个传道人了。
So when he got on the car, he recognizes.
所以他知道他去过他的教会讲道，所以他就问那个年轻的传道人说：“哎，传道，你现在的教会怎么样？”
He knew that he has been to that pastor's church to give a sermon, so he asked, "How's your church now?"
啊，那个年轻传道人给他一问的时候，他就好兴奋的告诉唐牧师讲说：“你知道我的教会呢，现在坐到满满都是人。”
And the young pastor was very excited. She said that my church is full of people.
他讲我们教会真的是增长到不得了。
He said that our church has been growing like.
你知道唐牧师呢，有时候就是要人家思想一些问题嘛，对。
You know, often Reverend Tang wants you to think about some questions.
所以呢，唐牧师就问他一个问题。
So Reverend Tang asked him.
啊，他想说，传道，你认为为什么你的教会会坐满人
？Why do you think your church will be full？
哎呀，这样一问的时候，那个年轻传道呢更兴奋的。
And then the young pastor became even more excited.
他讲说，我教会坐满人呢，因为我们的长老了，我们的执事，我们的每一个弟兄姐妹，每一个都很热心。
He said it's because our elders and our co-workers, everybody works very passionately.
每一个主任，我们崇拜过后，我们就到商场到。那个住宅区里面去传福音，我们带领很多人来相信耶稣。
Every Sunday after worship, we will go into malls and marketplaces to spread the gospel.
所以我们的教会现在多了人多得不得了。
So our church grew so much.
Yeah. 然后唐牧师一听的时候，唐牧师讲说：“你的意思说呢，你教会坐满人是因为你教会很了不起。”
And Reverend Tang says, "So you mean that the reason your church is so full is because your church is very good?"
啊，这个传道人一听了就有点不好意思，这个太骄傲了，是吧
？And then the young pastor became a little embarrassed because.
所以他立刻要改一个比较属灵的答案。
So he changed the answer to something that's more.
所以他跟唐牧师呢，唐牧师这个也不这么说，我教会坐满人呢，这也是神的恩典。
He says it's not only that, but it's also the grace of God.
不过唐牧师讲说呢，你这个答案呢好听一点，不过我还是不满意。
And Reverend Tang said, "This is a little better, but I'm still not."
哎呀，那个传道人就好气了，对呀、啊，他就跟唐牧师讲：“唐牧师，你为什么这么说呢？”但是我说我教会坐满了呢，说我们因为上下都一条心，我们很热心，你觉得我们很骄傲。现在我告诉你说，这是神的恩典，你也不满意，那你说呢？
And the pastor said, when I said that our church is full of people is due to our own work, you were not happy. And now I said it's due to God's grace, you're also not happy. What should I say?
唐牧师说：“我当然知道你教会为什么坐满人，你教会坐满人呢，因为你那个礼拜堂太小。”
Reverend Tang says that, of course I know why your church is so full. It's because the building is too small.
我告诉你，如果你要教堂呢坐满人很简单的，以后盖礼拜堂不要盖这么大嘛。
I tell you, if you want the church to be full, it's very easy. Just build a small building.
你知道吗？我们的问题呢，今天的教会呢，我们的心态，我们的意向，我们常常被这个四个墙壁困住。
The problem with our church today is that often our vision is restricted to the four walls around our building.
神单单爱我们四个墙壁里面的人吗？
God only loves the people inside the wall.
可能我们这里教会说不错吧，我们只有几年的时间，我们大概有三四百人了。
Maybe we think that we're pretty good in just a few years. We have 300-400 people.
但我请问你，这里有多少个中国人在这里
？But I ask you, how many Chinese are here?
上帝只是爱我们的四个墙壁里面的，还是上帝看见呢？这四个墙壁以外呢，还有多少人还没有得救的
？Does God only love the people inside the wall, or does God also see the people outside the wall?
求主帮助我们
，May God help us.
让我们的意向呢，一定要突破这四个墙壁
，so that our vision go through the walls.
上帝爱世界上所有的人
，God so loves the world.
所以有一次我在一个地方听一个人这样报告的时候，我是很惊讶。
So once when I heard an announcement, I was very surprised.
这个讲员呢就问我们说，你知道吗？中国大陆啊，一天死多少人
？The pastor asked, "Do you know how many people die in China every day?"
中国呢，一天就死25,000人。
Every day, China, 25,000.
在这25,000人里面，多少个人认识耶稣的
？Among them, how many are Christians?
我想最起码有20,000以上的人是下地狱的。
I think at least 20,000 are going to hell.
我们如果这样想的话。
If we think like this,
我说我们感谢主，我们的教会有几百个人。
When we say we thank God because we have several hundred,
中国大陆一天死20,000多人。
And in China, every day,
20,000人是下地狱的
，and they go to hell.
我告诉大家，这是谁的责任
？I tell you whose responsibility this is.
这不是我们今天华人的责任吗
？This is exactly the Chinese today's responsibility.
难道我们在美国的华侨的灵魂比中国人的灵魂更宝贵吗
？Is it that the souls of American Chinese is more valuable than the soul of Chinese?
所以有时候教会有一些长子呢跟我讨论这个宣教的问题的时候
，So sometimes when I talked about mission.
那有一些人就问我说，牧师，如果我们在本地没有做好的话，我们怎么说要把福音传到那个全世界去呢
？People ask me if we can't even do mission in locally, how can we spread the mission to globally?
你说这个观念是对还是不对
？Do you think this is right?
啊，对还是不对？
Do you think this is a
哎，祷告有人点头，有人摇头。
I see some nodding and some shaking.
我告诉你，那个点头的人也对，摇头的人也对。
You're both right.
啊，因为呢，这个如果我们不好好在本地传福音的话
，Because if we don't do a good work locally，
我们整天就说要往外传福音，那个是骗人的嘛。
If we say we are going to go globally，
正如好像有很多年轻人啊，他这样说，我要到非洲传福音。那我告诉你，你隔壁那个黑人，你都不传给他，你怎么跑去非洲传福音呢
？Many of our younger generation would say, "I'm going to Africa to spread the gospel," but you don't even spread the gospel to the.
所以我们在本地要好巩固我们这里的工作。
So we definitely have to do a good work locally.
不过问题是在这里。
But the problem is.
你说我们要做完了，做好了啊，再把福音传给别的地方去。
You say that we have to finish our local business before we can go out.
但是你们做了这么久，做好了没有？
But after so many years, have you done?
啊，做好了吗
？Are you finished?
啊 ，Mountain View 的比较久一点，对不对？啊，做了多少年了 ？Mountain View 的那间
？How many years？
多少年了
？Has Mountain View the church？
啊，没人算了，多少年了？有三十多年了，是不是
？Some 30 years、嗯。
啊，所以三十多年做好了没有
？30 years, are we done here？
你说还没有啊
？Not yet。
你三十多年没有做好，还有多少年才做得好
？30 years is still not done. How many?
再多三十年够不够
？Another 30 years.
但是你不要忘记。
But don't forget.
中国大陆一天死两万五啊五千人。
In China, every day 25,000 people.
两万多人不认识耶稣下地狱。
20,000 of who go are going to hell.
你需要多少年才做得完
？How many years do you need?
所以呢，上帝给我们的那个意向是什么
？Therefore, what is the vision that God gives us?
当我们在巩固当地的那个布道的工作、闯救人的灵魂工作的时候，我们同时不要忘记，全世界都是我们的工厂来的。
When we are working locally, let us not forget that the whole world are our mission field.
所以我很喜欢卫斯理汉讲的一句话。
Therefore, I'm very I like John Wesley's something that he said. I like very much.
他说呢，我的牧区。不是全世界
he said,
不过全世界都是我的牧区
He said my field is not the whole world but the whole world is my mission field
It's my parish it's not the whole world but the whole world is my parish 啊，这个是这个啊，那个卫斯理讲的一句话我盼望我们每一个教会每一个弟兄姐妹都应该有这样的一个心态
I hope that we all have an attitude like this
但是我们的世界是怎么样一个世界呢
But what kind of a world is our world?
我今天呢还听到有一些教会呢在还喊这一个口号
so, Today I hear some churches saying this slogan
我们要传福音到全世界
We have to spread the gospel to the whole world
我们要到地极
We have to go to the end of the earth
那我问你啊教会啊那个啊所有的弟兄姐妹现在福音有没有传到所有的地方呢
Let me ask you, has the gospel reached everywhere?
有没有
No?
没有啊
Is it?
啊，你可以告诉我吗？全世界还有哪个国家福音没有传到的
？Can you tell me which countries in the world still has not heard of the gospel？
要不要？哪个国家
？Which countries？
啊，哪个国家？啊，福音没有传到的
？What countries has the gospel not reached？
有没有？
Yeah.
啊，什么国家
？What countries？
美国啊。啊，那个福音还有哪个福音还没有传到那个国家在哪里？对，所以你会看到，其实呢，福音其实事实上是走到已经到了每一个国家了。
You can see that the gospel has actually reached every country.
如果你从一个幻想一下，怎么背后呢是个世界地图
？If you imagine there's a world map behind us.
在我的右上角呢是中东。
And the Middle East is on the upper right corner.
Yeah. 所以呢，福音呢是从那边传到西方去。
It starts from there and goes west.
从欧洲呢就传到北美洲、南美洲。
From Europe goes to America.
然后又传到亚洲。
Goes back to Asia.
又传非洲。
To Africa.
现在大家都说要传到耶路撒冷去。
And everybody is saying going back to Jerusalem.
福音的运动呢已经走了一个大圈。
Evangelistic movement has already circled around the world.
如果今天我们还是喊这个口号。
If today we're still having the same
我们要把福音传到全世界去。
We have to spread the gospel to the whole world.
这个是已经落后的一个口号。
This is already behind the time.
你说要传到地极，如果从地理的角度来讲呢，这个福音的工作的运动呢，已经走了一圈。
When we want to say we want to spread the gospel to the end of the earth from geographic point of view, that's already done.
但是问题就是，你是说哇，如果是这样子，我们不是做完了吗？
But then the question is, if that's the case, then are we done?
事实上也不是。
But that's not the case.
福音虽然已经到了每一个国家
，even though the gospel has reached every country，
但是不是每一个国家里面的民族呢都听到福音
？But not every tribes in every country has.
所以换句话说，我们到了第二个阶段。
Therefore, we are entering the next.
那个第二个阶段呢，就是要把福音给万民。
in this stage is where we have to spread the gospel to all nations.
所以马太福音所讲的万民就很重要的一个观念了。
So the all nations in Matthew is a very
important concept. 所以这个希腊文叫做 ethnia 这个字，就是我们英文的 ethnic 这个字出现的，就是说它是民族的一个观念。
It is a concept of ethnicity.
所以呢，换句话说呢，今天我们还要完成的一个不是单单的地理的观念，是到把福音传给所有的民族的观念。
Therefore, today we have to spread the gospel not only from a geographic perspective, but also from an ethnic perspective.
所以换句话说呢，今天我们要把一个很大的显微镜来看一下，这个每一个国家里面原来有不同的一个民族。
In other words, we have to look at every country carefully and see the many ethnic groups in that country.
比如说福音呢，如果传到印度。
For example, if we spread the gospel to India,
在印度有多少种人呢？
In India, how many ethnic groups are there?
如果以他们的语文来分的话呢？
If we divide by language,
它有4635种人。
Over 4,300 different types of ethnicity.
哦，我就读的名字给你们听一下。
I'll read to you some of their names.
啊，他们印度呢有一些民族呢叫做 Hindi, Marathi, Bengali, Urdu, Jabari, Bihari, Gujarati, Oriya, Punjabi, Sindhi, Rajasthani, Mawari, Assamese, Kashmiri, Lambari, Konkani, Bagri, Tamil, Malayalam, Telugu, Oran, Kannada, Few, Khasi, Gong, Sardar, Kui, Munda, Ho, Manipuri, Naga, Miso, Tripoli. 要不要读下去？不过呢，这些民族呢，有一些我们大概都没听过。
Many of these we have never heard of before.
不过里面呢，有好多真的是没有听过耶稣基督福音。
But among them, many of them have never heard of.
但是福音老早已经到了印度。
But the gospel has reached India.
只不过那个福音还没有进到这些民族当中。
But the gospel hasn't reached all these tribes and.
所以我们要去完成这个民族的工作。
So we have to complete this.
所以这个是上帝的心意。
This is what God wants us to do.
也是今晚上我们所要讲的。
And is the thing for tonight.
我们今天晚上呢是根据这段经文呢，就是路加福音第四章。
And tonight we're going to look at a Bible passage which is from Luke 4.
耶稣基督由于他刚刚出来传道的时候。
When Jesus first came out to preach.
所以呢，他就进到那个会堂。
He went into the synagogue.
所以呢，当时有人就交给他一本以赛亚的那个圣经。
And at that time somebody handed him a book of Isaiah.
他就翻开了那段那个经文。
He opened it.
他就读了一篇非常有意思的一个经文。
And he read a very interesting passage.
我们看这个路加福音第四章。
Let's look at chapter 4.
在第四章十八节那边十七节那边所讲的，主的灵在我的身上，因为他拥有高了我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的释放。瞎眼的看见，叫那受压制的自由报告神悦纳的一个人的一个喜年。于是他就把书卷起来，就交给执事，就坐下。会堂里的人都定睛看他。耶稣对他们说：“今天以后应今天这经应验在你们的耳中了。”众人都很称赞他。并吸起他口中所出的恩缘，又说呢，这不是约瑟的儿子吗？
Starting from verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down.The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. Isn't this Joseph's son? They asked.
So we just 看见了，当时耶稣就出来传道，他第一个引用的经文来应验在他身上呢，就是以赛亚这一句话。他讲当时灵降在我身上，他用油来膏了我的时候，用油膏来膏我的时候，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。被掳的释放，瞎眼的看见，受压制的自由。
So when Jesus came out to preach, the first passage that he referred to was exactly this. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind.
所以如果我们讲说我们要效法耶稣基督做宣教的话，
So if we want to do what Christ did in missions,
那我们就要了解到 你当时耶稣基督说，当天父差他来这个世界，圣灵的恩膏的膏他的时候呢，他就会做这四样的东西。
Then we have to understand that when God sent him to the world, when the Spirit of the Lord is on him, then he would do these four things.
又好像对四种的人。
Two or four different targets.
所以呢，我们如果啊、看那个啊、那个经文呢，它基本上好像分成了四种的人。
So we'll see four different types of people.
第一种是贫穷的人。
First are the poor.
第二种呢是被掳的人。
Prisoners.
那、第三种是瞎眼的。
The blind.
那、第四种是受压制的。
And the oppressed.
那究竟耶稣基督他讲这个预言，对他的身上的预言要应验在他身上，究竟这个工作是什么样的工作呢
？So when Jesus said this, exactly what kind of work is this?
所以呢，我们今晚上基本上就有从这一段的经文里面呢，看耶稣基督他整个心目中里面的那个宣教的对象，还有宣教的工作呢，要怎么去做。
So tonight from this passage, we are going to explore in Jesus' heart what his targets, his audience were for mission, and how he was going to accomplish that.
所以这些人是谁？
Who are these people?
那如果你看看的时候，其实这些四种的耶稣就提的人呢，基本上就带出了两个很重要对于我们宣教对象的认识。
Here we see two very important concepts.
那第一个呢，就是耶稣就这样一提的时候，就告诉我们说，其实呢，四人是指不同背景、不同需要的人。
The first is that when we talked about the world, it means people of different backgrounds, of different needs.
这个世界呢是有不同文化、不同宗教、不同社会阶级、不同种族背景的人。
The people of this world are of different backgrounds, different religion, different social status, and different culture.
所以过去可能我们在思想里面，我们很简单的想说，哦，神爱世人，神要我们就传福音给世人，那我们就拿一本圣经出去，到处去传福音就是了。
So previously, when we think about spreading the gospel to the world, maybe we think we just take up a Bible and we go out spread the gospel.
但是你知道，上帝要我们去的这个世界呢，不是单单是国家，而且不是单单讲中文的，而是世界上各种各类的人。
But you know the world that we're going to go in is not, they don't just only speak Chinese, but also all kind of people.
而且不同的人呢，你做的工作应该是不一样的。
And to different people, we should do different work.
比方说你如果要向伊斯兰教徒来传福音的话。
For example, if you want to spread the gospel to Islamic
states, 你不能够单单拿一本圣经就进去里面可以传的。
You can't just take your Bible and go in.
你知道根据一个报告，我不知道这个报告有多准确，不过这个报告是很惊讶的。
I've heard of a report.
在非洲呢，每一年有很多那些非洲的基督徒呢，想向那些伊斯兰教徒来传福音呢，啊，在最后的时候呢，被他们改为成为一个回教徒的。以每一年里面大概有1000多个非洲人。
In Africa, every year about 1,000 Christians, when they try to spread the gospel to Muslims, they were actually converted to Muslims.
但为什么会有这样的一个情况？
Why would there be such a
problem? 因为很多时候我们以为说呢，这个世界好像每一个人都一样。
It's because often we think everybody's the
same. 我用这个方法向中国人传福音，我就可以用同样方法向那个回族的人传福音。
The method I use to spread the gospel to Chinese is the same that I can use to spread to Muslims.
但事实上不可以这样。
But that's actually not how it works.
因为那个对象不一样的时候，
because when the audience is different,
我们策略性就不一样。
Our strategy needs to be
我们跟他们沟通的方式呢就不一样。
The way we communicate needs to change.
福音可以一样。
The gospel is the same.
福音一定要一样。
The gospel must be the same.
真理一定不可以改变。
The truth cannot change.
但是跟他们传福音的那个方法就要改变。
But the method can.
所以我们要求主帮助我们。耶稣基督这样一讲的时候，就提醒我们说，我们要知道，我们向着不同文化人传福音的时候，我们就要求神给我们智慧去怎么做。
So we ask God to give us wisdom so that when we spread the gospel to different people, we know what method to use.
当然，这些经文里面也给我们一个很重要的，还有另外一个啊，我们的传福音对象的一个意思。
And we see another very important insight here.
就是其实世人呢，是指他们有两种需要的人。
The world means people have two different needs.
不单是在身体上，也是在灵里。不单是在灵里面有需要，也是在他们的身体上也有需要的。
Spiritual needs and physical needs.
所以换句话说，就是昨天我们所讲的，人呢是一个 holistic person， 是一个完整，是一个全人，是一个整全的一个人。所以呢，我们的需要有灵魂，也有身体的需要。
Therefore, just like we talked about yesterday, our mission needs to be holistic. It must cover both the physical and spiritual needs.
当圣经里面告诉我们说瞎眼的人不是单单指他眼瞎的，也是指他里面的心里的眼睛也是瞎的。
So when the Bible talks about blind, it does not only refer to eye being blind, but also the eyes of heart being blind.
所以当主耶稣讲到这四种人的时候呢，他不是单单指他们的 physical 哈，他们的身体上有这些问题。耶稣基督也针对了这些人的灵里面同样有这种的问题。
So when Jesus talked about these four types of people, he not only refers to their physical needs, but also spiritual problems as well.
所以对象不一样，策略也不一样。
Therefore, to different target, we have different
strategies. 好，现在我们来讲一讲 ，Who are the poor？ 哈、啊，谁是哦？耶稣基督所讲的，要把好的福音啊来传给贫穷人。
So who are the poor？
那我们讲说，其实贫穷人基本上不单是指那些灵里面，而且在物质上也贫穷的人。
So when we talked about poor, not only do we refer to spiritually poverty, but also physical
poverty. 所以如果你看圣经的时候呢，圣经耶稣基督他曾经讲过说，啊，贫穷的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
So when you look at the Bible, Jesus said that blessed are the poor because the kingdom is theirs.
那如果单单是指物质上的话，那我们这些人都是不是有福的人呢、啊？因为我们很有钱，对不对
？If we only talked about physical poorness, then we are all not blessed.
所以当圣经里面每一次这样形容人的时候呢，它有一个相关的意义在里面。
So when the Bible describes people that way, there's a related concept in.
所以我们今天看呢，就是在物质上贫穷呢，这个世界上呢是一个很大。
So we see that poverty is a big problem in our world today.
只不过因为我们活在一个很丰富的一个地方，我们不会知道这个问题。
But because we live in a very rich place, that
很多时候我们也不知道这个严重性的问题。
Often we don't realize the seriousness.
你知道在这个世界里面，最少有10亿的人，或是活在极贫穷的那个环境里面的。
At least 1 billion people are living in extreme poverty.
全世界呢，大概有9300万的那个乞丐。
Over 93 million beggars.
啊，然后呢，整个世界呢有啊7亿的人呢是生活在贫穷的那个窝里面的。
Over 700 million people are living in slums.
世界上也有5亿的人呢是过着饥饿的生活的一个情况。
500 million people are living hunger.
世界上呢每一啊啊世界上有大概1.53亿的人呢在5岁之下的人的营养不足，他重量不足的。
Almost over 153 million children under 5 years old are underweight and
也每一年也有1100万的5岁以下的孩子死亡呢，是跟那个饥饿有关系，或者是啊贫穷有关系的。
And every year, more than 11 million children under 5 years old die due to hunger or poverty.
我们是活在一个非常贫穷的一个啊不丰富的一个国家里面，我们就常常没有觉悟到，在这个世界里面还有很多贫穷的人。
We live in a very rich country, so often we don't realize that there are so many poor.People in the world.
不过问题就是我们常常看到呢，这个贫穷的人呢，那他们在物质上贫穷的时候，跟他们灵里面那个贫穷呢，有一个很大的关系。
There's always a relation between physical poverty and spiritual poverty.
所以耶稣就说啊，贫穷的人有福了。
Therefore, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor."
因为天国是他们的。
For theirs are the kingdom of God.
为什么耶稣基督会这样子宣告呢
？Why did Jesus proclaim that?
你知道在这个世界里面，当一个人真的是贫穷，在无依无靠的时候呢？你只要把上帝神的那个盼望带给他们，他们很容易呢就会仰望一位给他们有盼望的一个上帝。
You know, for a person in this world who is really poor, who has nothing to rely on, if you bring the gospel to them, the hope of God to them, they will very quickly accept.
在美国每一个人很丰富的时候呢，你传福音就很困难了，因为你的朋友大概就会讲说，我样样都有，为什么我要上帝
？In America, where everybody lives a very rich life, it's difficult to spread the gospel because your friends will say, "I have everything. Why do I need God?"
所以你到贫穷区里面，当你把上帝的爱透过一个行动来关心他们。他们爱他们的时候呢，他们对福音的反应就非常好。
So when you go into the poor, when you bring the love of God to them, they react very well.
所以主耶稣就说呢，我们要把好消息、把福音带给贫穷的人。
Therefore, Jesus says we have to bring the gospel to the poor.
当然不是说那个有钱的人就不需要。
Of course, that doesn't mean that the rich doesn't need the gospel.
但是贫穷的人，如果他生活上又贫穷，生命又贫穷，他就更可怜。
But the poor, if they are both physically and spiritually poor, then
所以呢，我们要关心这个贫穷的人。
So we have to care about the poor.
瞎眼的人是谁呢？
Who are the blind?
那我们讲说瞎眼的人，基本上也是指灵里面跟身体上的一个瞎眼的一种的观念。
We also refer to both spiritual and physical
blindness. 全世界呢，也真正的瞎眼的人大概有4000到5000万的一个瞎眼的人。
In the world, there's about 40 to 50 million physically blind people.
这些人的眼睛虽然不能够看见，是一个不幸。但是如果他们心灵上的眼也是瞎的，那就更加的是个悲剧。
It's a tragedy that they cannot see, but if they're also spiritually blind, then it's even more of a tragedy.
所以外面的那个瞎眼，是一个很大的一个不幸来的。不过心灵里面如果是瞎眼的话，那个就是一个很大的一个悲惨。
Physically blind is a big tragedy, but if you are also spiritually blind, that's an even worse.
啊，但是什么叫做心灵的瞎眼的人呢？
What does being spiritually
blind mean? 就是看不见福音的真光的人。
It means somebody who cannot see the true light of the gospel.
世界上三分之二的人是有属灵瞎眼症。
2/3 of the world's population are spiritually blind.
为什么我们这么说呢？
Why do we say that?
因为当我们看这个黑暗的世界的时候，
When we look at the dark world,
世界上大概有33%的人呢是基督徒。
About 1/3 are Christians.
那3/3呢是听过福音但是还没有信主的人。
About 1/3 are evangelized.
还有1/3呢是完全没有听过耶稣基督的名字的。
And about 1/3 has never heard of Jesus Christ.
所以换句话说呢，2/3的人呢是在黑暗里面，还没有看不到福音的真光。
In other words, 2/3 are still in dark.
这个世界还有40亿的人呢，基本上还没有信耶稣的。
Over 4 billion non-Christians in the world.
所以这个是个我们很大的一个责任。
This is a big responsibility.
那谁是那些被掳或者坐牢的人呢？
Who are the prisoners or captives?
那我就称这种人呢，是不是只单单指他的身体，也是在他灵里面是被掳受困的一种人。
Not only physically, but also spiritually.
他们是被自己的错误的信仰，被他们的文化里面困住的人。
They are blind by their own false belief and their
那我们如果看这个世界里面这个宗教文化的一个角度来看
，If we look at the world religions，
那我们知道回教徒呢，全世界大概有12亿的人
，There's about 1.2 billion Muslims，
没有信仰的有7.7亿的人
，And about 770 million with no religion，
然后印度教有8.2的 AR 的人。
About 820 million.
然后佛教有3.6亿的人。
360 million.
无神论也有1.5亿的人。
150 million atheists.
那还有部落的那个信仰的有2.2亿的人。
220 million tribal religion.
那锡克教有2300万人。
23 million Sikhs.
犹太教有1400万人。
14 million Jews.
再加上有一些共产的国家的那些军人的统治的地方。
As well as people in the military and communist states.
我们看见这个世界。真的是好像被掳的人一样。
We see that many people in the world are captives.
全世界12亿的伊斯兰教徒。
1.2 billion Islams.
有8.2亿的印度教徒。
820 million Hindus.
他们都是被他们的信仰、被他们的迷信的文化里面捆绑着。
They are all being kept captive by their false religion.
3.6亿的佛教徒。
360 million Buddhists.
2.2亿的一个部落的一个信仰。
220 million tribal religions.
那还有一些假先知的那种的出现。
And many false prophets.
那我们就看见这个世界，如果你这样想一想的话，原来这个世界呢，每一秒钟就有一个人因为不认识耶稣基督而灭亡的。
If you think about this, put it all together, every second somebody dies without knowing
Christ. 所以你知道耶稣在讲什么吗？
So you know what Jesus is talking about.
他讲当主的灵膏我的时候，
He said that when the Spirit of God is
on me, 我就要把好消息传给这些人。
I have to spread the gospel
to these people. 我就要去释放这些被掳的人。
I have to release the prisoners.
这样我就要去帮助，要拯救这些人。
I have to save them.
因为每一秒钟都有一个人因为不认识耶稣而死亡的。
Because every second somebody who doesn't know Christ dies.
所以宣教的意思是什么呢？
So what does it mean to do mission?
宣教的意义呢，就是要挑战我们弟兄姐妹参与这个拯救他们的一个工作。
It is to challenge us to join in the work to save these people.
那这个受压制的人是谁？
And who are the oppressed?
我想说是受撒旦罪恶政治的压制的人。
These are people who are oppressed by satanic forces.
你知道我们基督徒遇到很大很大的一种的抗力。
Christians are often persecuted.
有人这样子计算，每一年呢，大概有16万的基督徒呢，在17个逼迫的国家里面为着信仰而 而死的。
Every year, over 160,000 Christians in 17 countries are persecuted and died.
打从呢这个罗马的时代，基督徒呢就开始受逼害。
Dating all the way back to the Roman Empire.
还有这个世界里面有各种的那种人权的侵犯。
Human rights violations.
那我们就看到有很多在罪恶里面的受捆绑、受压制的人。
We see a lot of people are oppressed by their own sins.
那还有在迷信的那种的压制
，superstitious，
还有魔鬼撒旦的一个压制
，satanic operations。
所以这些都是一些受压制的人。
These are all the oppressed.
所以主说啊，他要帮助这些贫穷、被掳、下沿、受压制的人。
So the Lord says, Lord wants to help the poor, the captives, the blind, and the oppressed.
现在问题就是我们今天上帝就是要问我们在北美洲啊，我们这些这么舒适的环境的弟兄姐妹，上帝今天要问我们一个问题。我问的一个问题就是马太福音二十五章四十二节所讲的：当我饿了的时候，你们有没有给我吃？我渴了的时候，你们有没有给我喝？我做客旅的时候，你们有没有留我住？我赤身裸体的时候，你们有没有给我穿？我病了的时候，我在监里的时候，你们有没有来看顾我？
So God wants to ask us a question, which is in Matthew 25. When I'm hungry, have you gave me food? When I'm thirsty, have you give me something to drink? When I'm a stranger, have you invited me in? When I needed clothes, did you clothe me? When I was sick in prison, did you come look after me?
我口渴的时候，你们有没有给我喝？
When I'm thirsty, have you give me drink?
我肚子饿的时候，你们在哪里？你们有没有给我吃？
When I'm hungry, have you give me something to eat?
我生病的时候，你们有没有来看我？
When I'm sick, have you been looking after me?
我坐牢的时候，你们有没有来看我？
When I am prisoner, have you come visit me?
这是上帝要问我们的一个很重要的一句话。
This is what God wants to ask us.
所以今天啊，这一些人都在不同的背景的人。
These are all people of different backgrounds.
那你想想看，如果我们到这样的一个人中间
，When we go into them，
我们要怎么样帮助他们呢
？How can we help them？
我们单单把真理带给他们吗
？Do we just bring them the truth？
还是好像我们昨天晚上所讲的，我们要像我们主耶稣基督这样，要有真理，但是要有恩典，有恩典也要有真理。
Or do we also bring them God's grace？
这些人都有身体跟灵里面的需要。
These people have both physical and spiritual needs。
但是这些人在哪里
？But where are they？
那我们要怎么样去拯救他们
？How are we going to save them？
那今晚上我就带给大家啊、看几个地方。
I'm going to talk about a few places tonight。
在八十年代、九十年代的时候，大家听过 Ten Foot Window。
In the 80s and 90s, they begin to have this notion of Ten Foot Window。
这十四的窗呢？那基本上是告诉我们，在这个窗里面呢，这个地方啊、有差不多六十二个国家。
In this window, there are about 62 countries。
啊，是占有那个地图呢，是占有世界的三分之一。
It occupies about a third of the world's
land. 但是人口来说呢，是占有世界上的三分之二的人口。
And about two thirds of the world's population.
因为中国大陆是最大的啊一个国家，印度也是一个最多第二大的一个人口的国家。
Mostly because it all includes China and India.
那因为那边呢有住了三十亿的人民。
Among which 3.1 billion people live in that window.
所以我们就看见呢，这一个啊、这一个国啊、国家里面呢，有五十五个那个国家呢是关闭的国家。
Of the 62 countries, 55 are closed.
在中间呢，有97%啊，97%，97%啊，他们就是 unevangelized， 或者没听过福音，或者听过福音还没有信耶稣的。
97% are unevangelized.
所以呢，在这个窗里面呢，也有24亿的人口是贫穷的。
2.4 billions people in poverty.
当中呢也有 7.6 亿是回教徒 ,7.2 亿是印度教徒 ,1.5 亿呢是佛教徒。
760 million Muslims, 720 million Hindus, and 150 million Buddhists in here.
所以但是呢宣教的团体在这个窗里面工作呢只有 8%。
But only 8% of all mission agencies are in here.
宣教士呢，只不过是有6%的宣教士在这个窗里面的工作。
And 6% of all missionaries.
啊，这些问题呢，这个 Ten Forty Window 就把这个需要带出来。
So we see that the need brought out by the Ten Forty Window.
但是问题就是有很多人不太喜欢这个啊，这个 Ten Forty Window.
But sometimes we don't like this window.
那虽然这里面真的是告诉我们有受压制的人，有受被掳的人，有贫穷人，有下眼的人都住在这个窗口。
Even though we see the oppressed, the prisoners, the poor, the blind are in this window.
但是现在的人呢，已经不接受这个 Ten Forty Window 了。
But nowadays the people don't accept this Ten Forty Window.
为什么呢？因为它有几个问题的。
Why?
那第一个问题呢，就是你看这个窗呢， 它不包含了全世界最多回教徒的国家，就好像印尼、马来西亚这一带。
First of all, the window does not include countries that have the most Muslims in the world.
所以，除非你把那个窗口拉下来一点点，它又再上去。
So unless we pull the window down a
little. 然后呢，在神学上呢，你不把天主教当作基督徒吗？如果不把他们当作天主教啊基督徒的话，你应该上去上面包括了欧洲。
And theologically, we also cannot consider Catholics to be
Christians. 所以应该有人讲说，这个天国里面都太过的释放了哈，所以呢，这个就很难表达了真正的需要。所以呢，因此现在慢慢人家放弃了这个天国里的那个观念。
So gradually, people are start stopping to use this 1040 window.
所以呢，如果我们拆开这个窗的话呢？
So if we break the window,
啊，我们就可以讲说，有一些地方是很需要福音的。
We can see some particular locations.
一个呢，就是中亚。
The first is Central Asia.
那这个中亚也是非常黑暗的一个地带。
This is a very dark place.
我看到你们后面有贴了一个关于那个 Kyrgyzstan 哈、吉尔吉斯坦的一些事工。
I see that you have announcement about Kyrgyzstan mission works there.
呀、yeah, ，所以这啊、这个就是在这个地带的一个国家。
That's one of the countries in this region.
所以呢，就今天有很多人讲说 Back to Jerusalem， 基本上就是从这个地带中国那边走过去，一直到走到耶路撒冷，就要经过这个。最黑暗的一个地方。
So when we talked about going back to Jerusalem, it means to go from China, go through all these dark places.
那这个地方呢，我留到明天再来讲哈。
So I'll save this for tomorrow.
但是我带给大家还有另外一个地方也是非常黑暗。
But I'd like to talk about another very dark place.
啊，我们这里的人都比较少去了解的一个地方。
That we often don't quite understand.
那我们称它为湄公河的一个挑战。
It is the Mekong Valley.
那湄公河呢是一个地带，为什么称为一个黑暗的地方呢
？It is a region. Why is it a place of darkness?
允许我再讲一讲啊，我的一些机构在这里所做的事工。
Allow me to talk a little bit about my organization.
啊，我最主要是在讲这个里面的一个需要。
I like to talk about the need of this region.
但是当你看到这个需要的时候，你自然就很问：你要如果传福音到这个地方，你要怎么去做呢
？You have to ask, what can you do if you want to spread the gospel here?
有贫穷人。
They are poor.
有瞎眼人。
They are blind.
啊，有那些受压制的人。
They are oppressed.
有一些被掳的人。
They are prisoners.
如果遇到这样的一些人群，你要怎么去帮助他们
？How are we going to help them?
那、所以呢，怎么样把这个好消息带给他们
？How do we bring good news?
怎么样给他们自由
？How do we proclaim freedom?
让怎么样让他们的看见
？How do we recover sight?
怎么样得到他们脱离了那个压制
？How do we release them from the oppressed?
记得他们有创伤中的需要。
Remember, they have both physical and spiritual.
所以呢，我们这个基本上那个工作呢，都是在一个叫做全人的福音，或者叫做整全的福音的观念。
So our work focuses on holistic gospel.
那整全的观念呢，就是说，我们不单是要传福音的真理，我们也要把神的恩典彰显出来。
Which means not only do we bring them the truth, but also God's grace.
所以昨天呢，我们已经讲了这个观念，所以我不多讲了。
Yesterday we talked about this, so that's
就是说，当我们在用真理来教导这些人的时候，我们用恩典也来触摸他们的生命。
When we teach them the truth, we also touch them with God's grace.
所以现在呢，就带给大家这个东南亚的这个挑战。
So I'm going to present to you the challenge of Southeast Asia.
那个 logo 是我的机构的一个 logo.
The logo is from my organization.
啊，不过我们来看一看湄公河的那个挑战呼声是什么。
Let us look at Mekong Valley's challenge.
湄公河呢，啊，有啊，这个河呢有很多的名称。
This river, Mekong River, has many different names.
从中国开始呢，叫做澜沧江啊，怒江那边流出来。
Such as Mannam and Mekong.
那然后流到那个缅甸、越南这个地方，有 Mekong 那个名字出现。
It goes from China to other countries such as Vietnam.
是世界上的第七长的河流域。
It is the seventh longest
river in the world. 也是十二大的一个河流域来的。
And the 12th largest river region.
有人称它是一个生命之河。
And people say it's a river of life.
因为它流过了六个国界。
It goes through six different.
它流过了云南、缅甸、泰国、辽国、柬埔寨和越南。
The Yunnan province of China, Myanmar, Thai, Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam.
从中国那边一直流到这个越南那个地方。
From China all the way to Vietnam.
那这个有人称它为鱼米之乡，因为呢，它养活了最起码有两亿的人。
People say it's a land of fish and rice because more than 200 million people rely on it.
但是你把它放大来看的时候
But when we look at it closely,
我称它为黑暗之河。
It is a river of darkness.
为什么黑暗之河呢？
Why?
因为这条河流过的地方呢，都是贫穷的地方。
Because it goes through poverty.
它流过的地方呢，都是军人统治的国家。
It goes through nations controlled.
它流过的地方都是佛教的一些堡垒。
It goes through the fortress of.
它流过的地方都是毒品的苹果啊，那个王国。
It goes through the kingdom of.
它流过的地方都是艾滋病的那个治传的。
It goes through AIDS.
它流过的地方都是黑暗这帮的社会。腐败政治动荡的地方
and many dark nations.
所以这个地方第一个国家就是缅甸
the first is Myanmar.
缅甸呢人家称它为被三种颜色控制的国家
Myanmar is controlled by three colors.
什么三种颜色啊
What three colors?
啊第一种颜色呢啊就是绿色
Green.
啊就是军人
Which is the military.
第二种颜色呢是什么颜色呢啊我们叫金色
and the second color is gold,
那第三种颜色呢我们称它为褐色就是和尚
and the third is brown,
那如果你把绿色啊金色跟褐色加起来变成什么颜色呢
when you put them all together,
啊这种颜色呢我们把它加起来的时候呢啊就变成了啊贫穷的颜色没有自由的颜色跟黑暗的颜色
and we see the color of poverty, color without
freedom, 所以你看到这个国家的落后
They are very behind.
看到的贫穷
They are very poor.
啊，看到的那个国家那个山区无奈
They are despair.
我无助
They are helpless.
才需要人家帮助他们
They need help.
如果传福音到这样的国家
If we spread the gospel to them,
你要怎么去帮助他们
How are you going to help them?
第二个国家呢，就是泰国
And second country is
泰国本来看起来是很不错
When we look at it, it seems pretty good.
但是我称泰国呢为一个被捆绑的地方。
But Thai is actually a captive country.
泰国呢最少有300万的人是吸毒的。
At least 3 million people are addicted to drugs.
小到有12岁、13岁都可以。
Even kids from 12 to 13 years old.
然后呢，这个政治的波折不得了，这个国家。
The political system is very unstable.
那有92.3%的那个人口呢是信奉小乘佛教。
More than 92% of.
在南部呢有5.2%的人是信奉回教
and more than 5% believe in Muslim
所以我们看到泰国呢也是一个非常需要福音的一个地方
and we see that is also a place that very much
80.4%的人是泰族
more than 80% belongs to ethnic Thai
4.7% 呢是有少数民族比如说高棉族克伦族库伊族素族苗族阿卡族
And about 5% are minority tribes such as Khmer, Karen.
啊，所以呢，我们就看见我们需要用基督的爱来接触他们。
So we see that we need to touch them with.
第三个国家呢，就是柬埔寨。
And then Cambodia.
柬埔寨呢，我们称这个国家呢为一个是一个流血受伤的一个国家。
This is a country that is wounded and is bloodshed.
啊，为什么有流血受伤的一个国家呢
？Why?
因为这个国家曾经在历史里面1970年因为那个共产党呢就那个当时执政之后呢30%的人或者三分之一的百姓呢被屠杀掉
In the late 1970s more than a third of the population were
差不多每一个家人每一个的家庭都有一个人死亡
such that every single family had somebody die
所以你想象看这一些人呢在这样的一个历史这个环境里面出来你想要怎么帮助他们呢
So you think about people in this kind of background how are we going to help them
当时被杀的人大多数都是知识分子
Most of the people massacred were educated intellects
所以当这个国家开放的时候呢我们要怎么去帮助他们呢
So when they reopen how are we going to help them
他们怎么能够重建他们的家园
How can they rebuild their country
高民族有83%
More than 80% are Khmers
但是全国呢有82% 是佛教徒
But more than 80% are Hinayana Buddhists.
这个是在东南亚最多那些妻儿 abandoned children.
There is also the country with the most abandoned children.
这个国家很需要重建。
This country needs to be rebuilt.
需要很多的知识分子。
Needs many educated people.
我们要为他们祷告。
Let's pray for them.
但是你怎么去医治这样的国家呢
？But how are we going to heal this country?
那还有一个国家呢，叫辽国。
Laos.
辽国就更少人知道这个国家
Laos, even less people know about
因为我称它为被遗忘的国家
It is a country that's been forgotten
因为呢当时共产党在越南在柬埔寨这些地方开始的时候呢社会主义的控制这个周围国家他们就自称他们是社会主义就把它关门起来
when the Communist Party were controlling the surrounding countries, they declared themselves communist as well.
所以它是没有海岸线的一个国家。
They don't have a coastline.
所以他们一关闭的时候就真正的关闭了。
So when they close their country,
really close. 最近的时候才向世界开放。
Just recently have they reopened.
所以呢，这个国家如果你进去的时候是非常贫穷。
When you go in, you see it's very, very poor.
那人家称它这个世界里面最贫穷国家之一。
It is one of the poorest countries in the world.
那我这些国家都跑过，但是我真的是觉得是辽国那是最穷的一个。
I've went through all these countries, and I really think Laos is the poorest.
这个国家也是一样，又是佛教的一个堡垒。
It is also a fortress of Buddhism.
而且是社会主义的堡垒。
A Buddhist of socialists.
也是可以说是社会主义的佛教主义的一种社会的。
It is a socialist Buddhism and a Buddhistic socialism.
我们怎么去帮助这样的国家呢
？How are we going to help them?
另外一个国家就是越南。
Vietnam.
越南呢，现在感谢神，那就好像越来越开放了。
We thank God that Vietnam has slowly opened.
所以我们称它为重新开放的社会主义国家。
Therefore, we say it is a socialist country that has reopened.
那这个国家里面呢，虽然是开放了，不过还有很多不自由的地方。
But there is still very many places that lack
freedom. 因为社会主义还是在控制着那个人民。
Because it is still controlled by socialism.
这个人口有8500万，但是占这个越南人占了86%。
More than 85 million people, and most of which are ethnic.
超过一半的人口仍然在佛教的那个里面。
More than half of which are still Buddhists.
我们怎么去帮助这样的国家
？How are we going to help them?
还有一个国家也可以说是在湄公河域里面的。
There's another country.
那就是中国的云南省。
China, specifically the Yunnan province.
所以云南的这个地方，我们是怎么样的看待这个地方是怎么样一个地方呢
？What kind of a place is this?
中国。最多贫穷落后少数民族的省份。
It is the province with the most minor groups in.
所以换句话说，云南呢，他们是一个一半的少数民族，中国一半的少数民族是住在云南。
More than half of China's minority groups live in Yunnan.
啊，所以呢，我们如果要去到这个地方，他们又穷又落后啊，这些地方我们要怎么去帮助他们
？So how are we going to help them?
啊，所以呢，这个就是我们要问的一个问题了。
This is what we have to ask ourselves.
我们面对湄公河的挑战。
We face the challenge of the Mekong Valley.
他们有物质上的需要。
They have physical needs.
但是他们又有灵里的需要。
They also have spiritual needs.
当我们传福音到他们中间。
When we spread the gospel to them.
我们要怎么做呢
？How are we going to do it?
他们处在贫穷、落后、无助的环境。
They are in a state of poverty, helplessness.
云南也有很多佛教净灵崇拜那个祖先崇拜，也有穆斯林，也有很多多神的宗教，还有喇嘛教。
They believe in many false religions.
所以我们愿意去帮助他们吗
？Are you willing to help them?
那还有在东南亚呢，就有另外一个挑战，除了湄公河，还有一个回教国家的一个呼吁。
In Southeast Asia, we also see the callings from the
马来西亚被称为呢是一个世俗化的回教国。
Malaysia is a secularized Islamic state.
当中也有很多的原住民。
There's many aboriginals there.
所以有小黑人。
Such as
有暹奴裔人。
Senoi.
又有暹马来人。
Proto Malay.
也有西麦人。
And Semai.
那这是东南亚最落后的一个民族，个普南族也在马来西亚。
The Punan, which is also in Malaysia, are the most behind in time in all.
在马来西亚也有呢1400万的回教徒。
More than 14 million Muslims.
马来人被列为全世界十大未得之名的一个民族。
They are one of the 10 greatest nations that we have in.
但是马来西亚的宪法呢，我们不可以传福音给伊斯兰教徒。
But the law of Malaysia is that we cannot spread the gospel to the.
当然也有印度教印度的人。
And there's also the Indians.
但是我们怎么样去帮助这些人呢
？How are we going to help them?
另外一个国家就是印尼。
Indonesia.
印尼呢是全世界最大的一个回教国。
It is the largest Islamic state in the world.
比如说在加里曼丹。
For example, in Kalimantan.
加里曼丹这个地方呢，特别是在南部呢，是印尼第二大的一个回教堡垒。
Especially in the south, it's a big fortress for Islam.
Yeah. 所以呢，一个其中一个最大的唯一的知名呢，约有500万的人呢，他们是叫做班加尔族，就是 Banjaris 那个民族。
One of the tribes is Banjars.
那如果你要把福音传到这样的地方
，If you want to spread the gospel to them,
那要怎么帮助他们呢
？How are we going to help them?
所以呢，我们机构也是在面对这个情况的时候，我们也祷告，我们也求神能够给我们智慧，怎么去帮助他们。
So we also pray and we ask God to give us wisdom.
所以我们有一个很重要的一个观点，就是我们叫做 holistic approach.
We have a very important strategy, which is the holistic approach.
第一呢，你要去得到他们。
We have to win them.
然后你要培育他们。
We have to nurture them.
第三呢，你才装备他们。
Equip them.
然后你才差他们。
Send them.
最后呢，你还要赋能于他们。
And then we need to empower them.
啊，这个就是我们这个在这个地方里面采取的一个一个步骤。
This is the approach we use in this region.
赢得他们就是把他们带到神的面前。
To win them is to bring them before God.
那我们有各种的工作，比如说透过少数民族的工作。
Sometimes we do this through the minority groups.
那特别是在中国大陆啊、缅甸啊这些地方。都是在那个湄公河地带里面很多的少数民族。
Especially in the Mekong Valley, there's many, many minority groups.
比如说在缅甸有缅族、德昂族、傣族、朗我族、傈僳族、苗族。
For example, in Myanmar, there's the Burmese, Dekan, Dai, Lahua, Lisu, and Mon.
泰国呢有泰族、苗族、阿嘎族、拉祜族。
In Thailand, there are the Thais, the Mongs, Akas,
在柬埔寨也有高棉族。
In the Cambodia, there's the Khmers.
在加里曼丹呢，有这个大亚族，还有这个班加尔族。
And in Indonesia, there are the Banjars and the Sundarias.
马来西亚有很多，我们称它为 Orang Asli 哈，马来话呢就是原住民，它有普南族、那个海民、外劳等等的一些民族在里面。
In Malaysia, there are many Aboriginals, Punans,
Coastal residents. 辽国也有各种的那个民族。
In Laos, there are Laos and Punans.
在中国云南就不用讲了。
In Yunnan, especially.
但是我提了好几个民族呢。
Here I mentioned some of the groups.
藏族、纳西族、普米族、莫朔族、拉祜族、白族、德昂族，我这特别提的几个民族，因为我们在这个民族当中呢，做了很多这个认领的工作。
Such as Tibetans, Naxis, Pumi, Mosuo, Lahu, Bai, and Dian.
你知道我们认领的工作呢，基本上是一种叫做围棋法的那种的为的知名的工作。
We use approach like we play a game of go.
那比如说呢，这个围棋法呢，在中间那个莫朔族还没有信主。
For example, in the middle is a minority group that hasn't.
但是在我们脑海里面，我们以为说这些还没有得救的那些还未得之民呢，他们是没有办法联络到的。他们在山区里面跟与世隔绝的。事实上不是这样的。
When we think about them, we think that they are in the mountains. We cannot reach them, but that's not actually the case.
事实上呢，比如说在莫朔族这旁边呢，也有傈僳族，也有纳西族，也有汉族，有各种的不同的民族在里面。
For example, we can use the other minority groups around them.
所以呢，我们就透过这些民族呢，去得到他中间的民族。
And through them we reach this.
所以我们基本上都用这个策略呢，在云南里面展开了大概有六个的民族的工作。
So in Yunnan that's the strategy we use.
我们到第七个的民族工作就是真的这个莫朔族了。
And our seventh minority group work there is.
你们听过莫朔族吗？莫朔族就是女人国了。
Oh, it is the
就是他们走那个走婚的那个那一种的民族来着。
They do the
they
have very special customs.
They go running marriage.
Running marriage.
那就是说呢，那个女人决定她的男人。
The woman decides.
几个男人呢，可能可以跟一个女人住了
Several husbands can live with one.
他基本的观念就是，当一个女孩子到了在 puberty 的时候呢，她那个成长的时候，大概十六七岁的时候，她一成长，她的父母呢就给她一个房间。
The basic concept is that when a woman reaches puberty, then her parents give her a room.
那这个她有个房间之后呢，她就可以在外面里面呢，她看到哪一个喜欢的男人，只要跟他拿一件衣服，她的衣服然后的帽子或一把刀，她晚上挂在那个窗口呢，那个男人就可以爬进来跟她睡觉了。
And then every time when she goes out, when she sees a man that she likes, then she can bring him in.
They get something from the man and they go to
get something from the man and they hang that something on the in the room and then she can get the man.
No, the man has to climb into the window, okay, to get her. 所以那这个是他们的做法。那比如说那个女的不喜欢的话，她把那个东西丢出去，那个男人就不可以爬进来了。
And if the woman doesn't like the man, then she can throw that something out and then the man cannot come in.
这个民族呢，爸爸是不需要负责任的。
In this group, the father doesn't need to be responsible.
就是说呢，孩子一出世呢是舅舅把他带大的。
When a kid is born, it's the
所以换句话说，这个民族呢没有父亲的那个观念。
In other words, they don't have the concept of fathership.
那现在我们这是很头痛，要怎么去做？
So how are we going to do?
派一个姐妹去也不行，派一个弟兄去也不行。
If we send a woman, if we send a sister or brother, it doesn't work.
派一对夫妻去，他们没有夫妻的那种的制度。
If we send a couple, but they don't have this kind of a concept.
那我们现在正在祷告。
So we are praying about this.
已经把一个老师派进去了。
We already sent a teacher.
现在问题我们就要把一些工人带进去。
Now we like to send some workers.
但是这些工人要从哪里去呢？
Where should they come from?
啊，你从美国就很难派一个人去了。
From America, it's going to be very difficult.
但是周围有不同的民族。
We can go from the surrounding.
我们就透过他们去得到他们。
Through them, we can get this.
啊，这样子就是透过了这样子就开放来布道去认领这些民族。
So we have this kind of pioneering evangelism.
你的过去啊，我们的脑海里面，因为特别是在80年代的时候，当那个啊，我们这些啊老美的教会开始在讲 adopt a people's group 的时候，讲出来的时候呢，当时我在研究的时候，我说哇，怎么做？又问一问这些人，他讲说，你如果要认领一个民族呢，最少你要$100,000，你才可以做到。
When we talked about adopt a people's group back in the 80s, they said that if you want to adopt one group, you need at least $1,000,000.
啊，我告诉你，其实啊，事实上，你如果要认领这个民族呢，你只要有$200-$300就做到。
But I'm telling you, if you want to adopt a group here, all you need is $200-$300.
你支持当地的周围的那些少数民族去得到他们。
You support the other groups around them to reach them.
所以今天呢，我们的认领工作呢，有点很不同的观念。
Therefore, we have a different approach.
还有从城市到乡下的一些工作。
From cities to countryside.
透过了社会关怀的一些事工。
Going through social works.
所以，然后呢，你带着他们信主的时候，那你要盼望能够改变他们的生活，能够帮助他们走出他们的贫穷。
After you have led them to God, you want to help them to walk out of their poverty.
那其中一个最好打破他们的贫穷的恶性循环呢，就是给他们教育。
One of the best ways is to educate them.
所以呢，我们就借助了这些儿童的工作啊，这一些学生中心的工作、孤儿院的工作来帮助他们。
So through orphanages and student centers, we help them this way.
所以当我们帮助的孩子，他们有教育长大的时候，他们就会自己能够更能够自力更生的生活。
When they grow up educated, then they can sustain themselves.
当然，他们有教育呢，除了打破了他们的贫穷，还有一个机会呢，就是当这些孩子如果他们长大的时候，他们爱主的话，愿意来装备我，因为他们受过教育，就更容易装备他们。
And when they grow up, if they would like to be further equipped for evangelistic purposes, it will be easier if they are educated.
所以感谢上帝哈！哦，昨天晚上跟大家讲的，就是现在在缅甸70%的这些传道人呢，都是这些孩子长大。
In Myanmar, more than 70% of the preachers there are comes from
this kind of 这几个传道人都很优秀的，很感谢上帝啊！他们在他们中间成为一些很好的一些传道人。
They are all excellent workers.
还有在柬埔寨有一些大学生的一个工作，帮他们栽培了基督徒的知识分子来领导国家。
In Cambodia, we were equipping Christian leaders.
然后我们还要装备他们。
And we have to equip
透过神学的教育
through theological education,
然后准备他们出去
prepare them to go out.
啊，这个就是我们盼望能够看到这样的一个循环。
This is a cycle that we wish we can keep seeing.
啊，这个就是我们看见，等这些人受装备之后呢，他们就可以走出去。
Once they are equipped, they can go out.
我们就可以差他们出去。
So we can send them.
所以呢，我们就从这些人训练之后呢，就把他们派出去。
When they are trained,
但是他们派出去之后呢，他们怎么样能够生活呢？
But how can they sustain themselves?
所以呢，我们还有一环的很重要，就要 empower 他们。
Therefore, we have to empower them as well.
那怎么叫 empower? 就是让他们呢，能够自立、自养、自治、自传。
What does empowering mean? It means to make them be able to sustain their own living.
不是三字教会，是四字教会。啊，所以呢，就是让他们能够啊，一个方法就是你要怎么 empower 他们，就是其中一个呢，就我们就成为 micro enterprise 这个观念，就是透过那个微型的企业来帮助他们。
One of the methods is to go through micro enterprise.
我昨天有讲到，我们基本上有23间学校。11间孤儿院，6间的学生中心。
Last night I mentioned that we have 23 schools, 11 orphanages, and 6 student centers.
每一个月要养活4000个孩子。
Every month we have to feed 4,000 children.
你说我们有没有这样能力来帮助他们
？How can we do that?
就算我今年有钱来帮助他们，明年也不一定有钱帮他们。
Even if I do have the money this year, I might
not have next year. 所以如果你要帮助他们自力更生，这个是最重要的一环的。
If we have to help them, we have to allow them to sustain themselves.
我告诉大家啊，一般上我们不会所有的孤儿院所有的孩子都支持的。
In general, we don't sponsor all the children in all orphanages.
那比如说呢，有一个孤儿院，我们一开始的时候，我们说我们只能够找20个赞助者，来领养你20个孤儿。
For example, in the beginning of one orphanage, we say we can only sponsor 20 children.
因为开始的时候我们还没有找到 sponsor， 对呀、啊，所以我们讲说我先给你20个人。
Because we couldn't find other external sponsors.
你坐在缅甸呢？昨天晚上我说有9万多个孤儿。
But in Myanmar, there's more than 90,000.
你一开个孤儿院呢，第一个月呢就变成五十个。
When you open an orphanage, the first month.
再久一点，你如果不停止它，它可能一百个。
And then if you don't stop it, it becomes 100.
不过我们一般上说二十个。
But we only accept.
啊，我们只能够第一年给你二十个。
We can only accept 20 in the first
year. 不过往往他们一出现就五十个。
But often when they come, it becomes
50. 那你二十个的赞助怎么帮助五十个呢
？With the sponsorship for 20 children, how do you help 50?
所以呢，但是当地的人呢，他们也是很聪明的。
But they are also the locals are very smart.
我记得呢，我们就在一个地方啊，叫做 Michina 那个地方啊，我们开始这个孤儿院。
I remember in a place called Michina, we started this orphanage.
我们说给他二十个，他一开一个孤儿院就变成五十七个。
We gave them, we said we accept 20 children, but then as soon as they opened, they had 57.
我说我没有办法帮助你。
I said I can't help you.
好，我只能够帮你二十个。
I can only help you with 20.
然后他们说，那你可不可以买一块地给我们
？They said then can you buy us a piece of land?
我说你一个孤儿院为什么要块地啊
？I said why do you need a piece of land?
他说如果我一块地的话，我可以种菜。
He said, "With a piece of land, I can farm."
啊，我种菜的时候呢，我孩子可以吃，然后一半还可以卖出去。
And then half of which we can eat, and half of which we can sell.
哎，这个是个 good idea， 对不对
？That's a good idea.
所以呢，我们就要帮助他，不但买一块地，还教导他怎么样去种菜。
Therefore, we have to help them not only buy a piece of land, but also how to farm.
几年过后呢，他有一次他就打电话来说，哎，牧师，现在我们要牛。
And after several years, he called and said, we need some cows.
哎呀，是要吃牛肉是吧
？Is that you want beef?
啊，其实不是，他讲我们要奶牛。
No, we want milk cows.
他讲我们这些孩子呢已经长大了。
He said that our children have grown up.
他们都发育了。
They are all reaching puberty.
所以呢，他们需要营养。
So they need nutrition.
所以你可不可以给我们奶牛
？Can you give us some cows?
啊，你如果给我们奶牛，他们喝不完的那些就拿出去卖，还是有收入。
So that they can drink the milk and the rest we can bring them out to sell.
哎，我讲这个也是个好主意。
I thought that's another good idea.
但是我问他说，你们会养牛吗
？But I asked, do you know how to raise a livestock?
他讲不会。
He said no.
我也不会。
I don't know either.
我们两个都不会，但是养那个牛牛养不起来死掉怎么办
？So if we don't do it carefully, what if the cow dies?
所以呢，我们需要很多养牛专家，有没有
？So we need there many professionals in livestock raising.
所以呢，感谢主，后来我们找到一个养牛专家。
So thank God we did find somebody like that.
告诉我们说，奶牛呢不可以给他们吃野草的。
And they told us to not let the cow eat the wild grass.
吃野草的只会大大个，但是没有奶的
，otherwise they will become very fat.
所以呢，你要得给他们某一种叶哈，就叫我们拿那些那个仔细种的那个叶，那种叶呢，你吃了的时候，那个牛才有奶。
You have to give them a specific kind of leaf so that they will have milk.
所以你知道吗？当 micro enterprise 再来帮助这些人自力更生的时候，我们就需要各种各行各业的弟兄姐妹来参与。
So if we want to use micro enterprise to help them, we need all kind of professionals to help them.
有些养猪。
Some of them are living cow.
如果有养猪专家，请你来帮我们。啊，有一些呢做砖。
Sometimes they make bricks.
啊，所以如果有一些爱的人要怎么样，甚至现在有一些人要过滤的水啊，这个也是很重要。
They also need filtered water right now, for example.
所以呢，基本上这个微型的企业呢，这个 micro enterprise 那个观念呢，是 the action of grace plus proof and love。那个就是一个企业的行动。
Therefore, the micro enterprise ministry is the actions of grace, truth, and love.
所以呢，基本上我们看见，我们每一个人都可以做到一些赢得他们那个工作。
We can see that we can all participate.
比如说，认领一些民族，去得到城市的民族。
For example, we can adopt some
做一些培育的个工作。
We can do some nurturing.
去装备他们那个工作。
Equip them.
啊，还有呢，去筛选他们的工作。
Sending them.
那还有去 empower 他们赋能你他们的一个工作
and to empower them
所以呢他们需要我们去帮助他们
they need us
啊，所以这个就是一个叫做 holistic approach 一个整全的一个工作
and this is what the holistic mission is all
about 赢得他们培育他们装备他们
to equip them
筛选他们
to send them
赋能你他们
and to empower them
这是一个 cycle
this is a cycle
那我们各行各业的弟兄姐妹都可以参与的。
Professionals from all careers are welcome.
我从这个观念要带到明天要讲的观念了。
So from this, I will bring into what I'm going to talk about.
在这个末世的时代里面
，in this the end time，
宣教的工作不是单单是宣教师的工作。
Mission is not just the work for missionaries.
神已经开了一个门。
God has opened the door.
神在这个时代里面给了一个很大的机会给所有的基督徒参与这个宣教。
In this time, God has given a great opportunities to all Christians to participate in mission.
耶稣基督最后的时候他说今天这经文就应验在你们的耳中了。
At the very end, Jesus said, "Today the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing."
让贫穷人能够听到福音。
To bring a good news to the poor.
让瞎眼的人能够看到。
To recover sight for the blind.
人让那些被掳的人得释放。
To release the prisoners.
压制的人的自由。
To give freedom to the oppressed.
所以让我们把神的真理，把神的恩典带给这些人。
Let us bring the truth and the grace of God to these people.
所以明天呢，我们继续下去。
Tomorrow we'll continue.
那我们求主啊，在北美洲呢，能够兴起更多更多的人来一起完成主的一个传福音的工作。
We ask God to raise more people in North America to help in the mission.
我们祈祷。
Let us pray.
God,
may your words once again remind us.
全世界都是我们的工厂。
The whole world is our mission field.
我们要像我们主耶稣基督。
We have to be like Jesus.
原来我们做宣教不是要做我们要做的。
When we are doing mission, it's not doing what we want to do.
不是做宣教，不是我们要做我们想做的。
It's not doing what we will do.
更加不是我们做宣教要做我们能做的。
Not what we do, what we can do.
是要做天父你要我们做的。
But to do what you want us to do.
所以求主你在这个时代能够兴起我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
God, we ask that in this time you raise all what every one of us.
使我们参与宣教，按照神的心意来做宣教。
So that we are involved in the Great Commission and that we do according
to your will. 让我们能够效法我们主耶稣基督这样宣教。
Let us be like Jesus.
也求主帮助我们有耶稣基督那个意象。
Help us to have the vision of Jesus.
有耶稣基督那个挑战。
To have the challenges that Jesus faced.
好叫我们愿意被主的灵所恩膏我们。
So that your spirit is also on us.
使我们能够出去帮助贫穷人能够有福音传给他们。
So that we can go and give the good news to the
poor. 求主的恩膏恩膏我们，使我们能够出去，使下雨的人能够得看见。
May you anoint us so that we can go out and recover sight for the blind.
求主的灵也降在我们的身上，使我们有能力叫那些被掳的得释放。
May your spirit be on us so that we have the power to give freedom to those prisoners
的自由
and release the oppressed.
主啊，给我们在这个时代里面看见主你这个应许应验在我们这个时代。
God, let us see your promise to be fulfilled in our time.
但主，我们知道这一种的应验不是单单透过某一些人，是透过我们每一间的教会，透过每一个基督徒要出现这样的一个能力。
But we know that this involves every single one of our church, every single one of our Christians.
主啊，求你的话是藏在我们心里。
May your word be in our heart.
使我们能够继续在明天能够听到主你的声音。
So that tomorrow we can continue to hear your voice.
能够满足主的心。
To satisfy your will.
来完成主的使命。
To complete your commission.
求主继续在我们心里面工作。
May you continue to work in our hearts.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 用